Artist and weaver Clarissa Rizal organized the project and says the inspiration came from a conversation with Kluwak weaver Susie Williams.
We were having this conversation about Chilkat weaving, and I told her, that's all I've been seeing is Chilkat weaving. This Chilkat weaving, that, anything Chilkat. And she laughs. She goes, well, I've been thinking about knitting and crocheting. She says, you know, those granny square, crocheted granny squares back in the 60s, 70s. She says, you ever do that? And I says, oh yeah, I made one of those for my mother.
Rizal says the image of the robe came to her like a vision.
It's a raven's tail Chilkat robe made by different weavers across the Northwest coast, up and down the coast, right? And she says, oh my God. And she says, and it's going to be used for canoe gatherings.
In the spring of this year, Rizal made the vision a reality. She used her blog, Facebook, and other means to officially invite Northwest Coast weavers to create and submit their own granny squares. She crowdsourced it. The blog detailed an overview of the robe and the individual 5x5-inch square pieces, up to 54 of them.
When those pieces first started coming in, it just hit me like a ton of bricks, like, oh my God, these people trust me? And oh my God, I get to touch and feel each one of these and hold them in my hand, right? I get to hold them in my hand and just feel the energy of each piece. And the love for weaving, the energy of each piece. I am so privileged to be the one who gets to hold these.
Now, Rizal is at work at the Walter Soboloff Center, finishing the robe with help from fellow weavers and artists like Della Cheney and her daughter Lily Hope. 41 artists ended up contributing squares, and with less than 72 hours to go, Rizal estimated she had some 50 hours of work left before the Huna Tribal House opening in Glacier Bay.
I call myself cutting it close, Clarissa.
At the Huna Tribal House opening, the robe will be worn in ceremony to commemorate the clan house and Wayne Price's dugout canoes. But that's just the beginning of the robe's tour, which will include a stop at the White House. Rizal is a National Endowment for the Arts fellow and will dine with President Barack Obama.
So what I imagine is that I would like to put this robe on him. Wouldn't that be cool?
After touring with Rizal, and when the robe is not in use, it will be housed at the Evergreen State College in Olympia, Washington. Rizal says she hopes it will inspire weavers for decades to come. In Juneau, I'm Scott Burton.